This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for September 16th, 2020. Washington's unhealthy air quality is expected to continue across the state through Thursday. According to the Department of Ecology's smoke forecast, air quality in Port Townsend and Jefferson County is still at an unhealthy level, despite the light showers we saw on Monday and Tuesday. Fog around the Puget Sound in the morning confirms that some marine air swept through overnight. However, the Washington Smoke blog reports that there's still large amounts of smoke over coastal waters, which the marine air is dragging along with it. The Smoke blog also reports light southerly winds could drag more smoke directly from Oregon fires northward along the I-5 corridor and Puget Sound area, so we could be beneath smoky skies for a few more days. Thunderstorms predicted for Thursday could bring enough rain in Washington and the Oregon Cascades to tamp down fires, which would result in less smoke. Here's hoping. A burn ban is in place throughout Jefferson County. This includes all outdoor burning, including recreational fires, pits, and the use of charcoal briquettes. Those at risk for COVID-19 infections should stay inside and avoid breathing the smoky air. The State Department of Health warns that smoke can worsen symptoms of COVID-19 and also make you more susceptible to infection. According to employees at Discovery Bay Wild Bird Rescue, seabirds across the Olympic Peninsula might be struggling from the smoky conditions. Staff from the Bird Rescue nonprofit posted on Facebook that they have received three different seabirds from La Push, Salt Creek, and Port Angeles who all needed rehabilitation. The bird advocates advised beach walkers to call their office if they find a bird on the beach. Don't put it back in the water, the post said. Throw a jacket over it and get it safe. Then call us or your nearest rehab center. With smoke blanketing the city and cooler weather coming in, the city council is considering how their streeteries program can continue through the winter. Back in June, the City Council approved a resolution that allowed for businesses to apply for temporary permits to expand their eating areas onto the sidewalks and street parking areas. At the City Council workshop on September 14th, city staff and restaurant owners reported that the streetery program was successful. The option to be able to have the streeteries was really a lifeline, said Chris Nelson, who owns three downtown restaurants, including Sirens, Alchemy Bistro, and the Old Whiskey Mill. Nelson said, at a time when restaurants could only have 35% occupancy inside, the program allowed them to expand their dining and make the most out of the tourist season. Steve King, the city's public works director, said there were a total of 5 streeteries in town, as well as 1 parklet and 2 private outdoor seating areas, making for an extra 75 table seats that all met the state's COVID-19 spacing requirements. No action was taken at the City Council's meeting on Monday. However, members of the council discussed the idea of extending the streetery program to the end of the year. As weather conditions worsen, it may be difficult to entice eaters to dine outdoors. Main Street Director Mari Mullen said there is interest from restaurant owners on extending the program so they at least have the option to offer outdoor dining. Nelson said she would like the opportunity to come up with creative ways to serve people outside, even in the winter. If we had the option to make something special and magical outside, that would mean a lot for our survival, she said, painting a picture of an outdoor eatery under tents with lights and heaters. Nelson mentioned that most diners still prefer to eat outside because many aren't comfortable dining inside during the COVID-19 pandemic. City Council members also discussed the possibility of making the streeteries program permanent. However, this would take some due diligence in order to solicit more feedback from uptown and downtown business owners, as well as looking at the parking issue in town. The council will continue the discussion at one of their regular business meetings coming up in October. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.